Congress is back this week, and members again are promising to help the elderly pay for their prescription drugs. The problem, as always, is money. Neither Republicans nor Democrats have plans that would come close to covering the cost of a Medicare drug benefit. In a new poll by NPR News, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government shows the elderly are not eager to pay much for it either, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Robert Ascalillo of Winthrop, Massachusetts, is a fairly typical Medicare beneficiary. He's 70, suffers from a variety of chronic ailments, and he takes a lot of prescription drugs.
Between the wife and I, we take about 10 or 12 different drugs. I take high blood pressure medicine, Lopressa. I take Avandia for sugar. And take NephroCaps to keep my vitamins in balance with the rest of my body.
Ascalillo is lucky. As a retired federal employee, he has prescription drug coverage. About a third of Medicare beneficiaries don't. But Ascalillo says even with his generous plan, his share of drug costs has nearly doubled since last year.
It's not overbearing for me now, okay, but if the trend keeps going the way it's going, I'm going to be paying more for drugs every month than I am for food.
Ascalillo thinks the government should help seniors with their drug cost. So do more than 90% of Americans, according to our poll, and a majority, including Ascalillo, think the government should pay most of the bill.
I think the government can afford it. We can afford to save the world. We spend billions and trillions of dollars all over the world every year. Let's start giving a little more thought to our own citizens, especially the elderly.
But the entire U.S. foreign aid budget would barely make a dent in the cost of providing seniors with prescription drugs. Still, many in Congress say they'll try to find the money somewhere. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey is Ascalillo's congressman.
I think it's a very important moral debate that the political system will have for the rest of the year, really pitting the Democrats versus the Republicans on either side of the question of how much is owed to the senior citizens in our country.
Like most Democrats, Congressman Markey wants a more generous drug benefit than those favored by Republicans and President Bush. And like most Democrats, Markey says there would be enough money if Republicans hadn't cut taxes so deeply last year.
Now the Republicans, less than a year later, say, oops, we made a mistake. We don't have enough money to give a full prescription drug benefit because of all the tax cuts we promised 5 and 10 years from now.
But even the entire tax cut wouldn't be enough to cover seniors' drugs. Senior citizens are projected to spend $1.8 trillion on prescription medicines over the next decade. Democrats haven't offered a plan that covers even half that amount. House Republicans are proposing a plan that covers less than a quarter. Health policy analyst Marilyn Moon said at a conference last month that's not enough to give seniors what they want.
It's difficult to develop a really snazzy benefit that pays 23% of the costs for this population.
Of course, a limited pool of money would go further if a plan helped only those with low incomes. But Congress, for the moment, is focusing on plans that would help every senior. That approach would be easier if seniors were willing to share a significant amount of the cost. But our poll found they're not. Drew Altman is the Kaiser Family Foundation's president.
60% of the people we surveyed said that they would only be willing to pay less than $20 a month in a premium. And 30% said that they wouldn't be willing to pay anything at all.
Medicare recipient Robert Ascalillo, for example, says he'd be willing to pay $25 a month, but for a much more generous benefit than what most lawmakers have in mind. Altman says that expectation gap between what seniors think they deserve and what Congress thinks it can afford presents a political danger.
What looks possible, what looks like an heroic achievement if you're in the Congress, may look like a half a loaf at best to a low-income senior or to a middle-income senior on a fixed income who thought they were going to get something better than the government would cover half the cost of the drug when they went to the pharmacy.
Despite the difficulties, Democrats and Republicans, like Connecticut Congresswoman Nancy Johnson, continue to promise action.
We must act this year. It would be immoral not to provide prescription drugs to our seniors.
It would also be bad politics. Seniors are a critical voting bloc, and both sides badly want their votes this November. So the House is planning to vote on a Medicare drug bill this month, and the Senate in July. But privately, lawmakers from both parties say they doubt their efforts will get a bill to the president's desk. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.